5 days on from a second cyclone in just 6 weeks, conditions are desperate in Mozambique. Aid workers are scrambling to reach survivors still trapped in the aftermath of Cyclone Kenneth that hit late last Friday. 41 are dead, but that number is expected to rise. The government says 35,000 buildings and homes have been damaged or destroyed in the disasters, and experts warn stopping the spread of disease will require a major international effort. David Sparks has been looking at this calamity.
As floodwaters run through northern Mozambique, emergency workers in boats rescue desperate residents, while frogs make the most of the conditions. More than 50 centimetres of rain has fallen in some areas, and there's plenty more on the way. Sister Rosa Martins da Silva stands on the grounds of a church where villagers took shelter as their homes were flooded.
Over there is the river, and down there it was just water all around until we get here to the highest ground, which is the church and the school. So this was the area where people sought refuge.
The flooding has blocked urgently needed supplies from reaching the most desperate communities. At least 3 bridges have collapsed and many roads are damaged or submerged, and around 21,000 people are in emergency accommodation centres. UNICEF's Daniel Tima is in Pemba on Mozambique's northeast coast. He says the international community must step up to help the country.
For us, it's really heartbreaking because we're still providing humanitarian assistance for 1 million children in central Mozambique. And now to see that the children here have to suffer from a similar situation after the second cyclone is just unreal.
And how would you describe the damage that you've seen, which has been caused by flooding and winds?
There is severe damage in 3 districts north of the city of Pemba, and in particular in the islands that are off the coast from the Ibo archipelago. It was very difficult to get there because last couple of days it has been raining severely, and that's the second part of the disaster. We are at the end of the rainy season. The soil is saturated, the rivers are already swollen, and we have severe flooding in many parts of northern Mozambique now, displacing more people, obviously causing a lot of problems because there's the danger of waterborne diseases like cholera. Mosquitoes will be breeding. We are expecting the rise of malaria. We have to respond to all this, and we have already been doing it in the central part of Mozambique, so there's a lot of work ahead of us.
Cyclone Kenneth hit just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai battered Mozambique, causing floods that killed at least 600 people. UNICEF's Daniel Tima says it's possible the worst of this latest disaster is still to come. The race has started to prevent another cholera outbreak like the one that struck after Cyclone Idai. Providing clean drinking water and sanitation kits is a high priority, but a huge logistical challenge. Also on the ground in Pemba is Dal Mohammed from the aid organisation CARE.
We made several visits to the severely affected areas like Makomia, and we saw thousands of families who lost their houses and livelihoods. We saw mothers overwhelmed as they were trying to feed their children.
Dal Mohammed from the aid organisation CARE. David Sparks, our reporter.